So going from the highest of highs to the lowest of lows,
it was a gut punch.
Not gonna lie, I left crying.
What are the real pros and cons of dental implants? Today, I'm joined by Trisha, who's had her dental implants for almost 2 years. She'll share everything from the consultation to surgery day and even the financial side.
Let's start with your experience with a dental implant consultation. Can you talk about some of the things that you did not like about that consultation process?
I always hated dentists. I hated the smell of dentists. I have dental phobia, and there's a proper name for it, but I'll just call it dental phobia. So that first part of the consultation was very painless, but it's just the waiting game. Am I going to be a candidate, or am I not going to be a candidate? And so when I went in to see the smile consultant, and we're sitting there talking, and he's like, okay, here is your scan. And he's like, okay, you're going to be a candidate. Tears started flowing. They were happy tears. And so we were talking about everything from, they showed me a sample picture of round, square, and natural. And here's all the different color shades. And I'm like, oh my goodness, I've never seen my mouth full of teeth. This is like overwhelming. So I was getting excited going, I can actually pick what's going to look the best in me as well as with the color. And the smile consultant stepped out for about 5 minutes or something, and they came back in. They're like, Trish, I'm sorry that you're not going to be a candidate. I'm like, okay, what did I do wrong? I'm like, did I say something wrong? Did I not smile in my scan? Did I not hold my breath? What did I do? Because just a couple of minutes ago, I was a candidate. What happened in these 5 minutes? And something that patients need to think about, this is a major surgery. So if you were having heart surgery, a knee replacement, anything, you need to make sure that the I's are dotted, T's are crossed, and they are looking out for you. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what Nuvia was doing. They looked at all of my vitals. They looked at my weight. They looked at all this. They talked to the surgeons. They talked to anesthesiologists. They talked to everybody while I was there. And unfortunately, my BMI was too high. And with that being said, they were taking my health into consideration. And that is the most important thing, is that they were looking out for me as a patient and my health, versus saying, oh, you need to go have a permanent smile. You need to have this done no matter what the health side said. So going from the highest of highs to the lowest of lows,
it was a gut punch.
Not gonna lie. I left crying. They said, okay, let's talk about this. Let's see if we can get your BMI down. I have a lot of medical things that I've had my entire life. Losing weight is very, very difficult. I could work out every single day. I could starve myself. Unfortunately, the things that I have, it's very, very difficult to lose weight. So I'm like, how am I going to lose this 40 to 50 pounds to get my BMI down to where Nuvia was comfortable with performing the surgery? So for them telling me no, it was hard. I'm like, I'm never going to be able to smile again. I've said this in various podcasts and on the Smile Maker page and what have you. Nuvia saved my life because they told me no. And guess what? 6 weeks later, I found out I had cancer. What would have happened if I would have had the surgery with cancer? I may not be here, because I was told after my first surgery, I had 10% chance of living because this was my last hope. But even though they told me no, they're all like, Trish, keep in contact with us. Don't forget about us because we want this to happen. You are a candidate. We just need to get these medical situations taken care of so we know that you're going to be, it's going to be safe for you to go through anesthesia. You're going to come out on the other side on a stronger, and it's not going to put your health at risk.
And Trish, you made that happen. You're really, like I said, such a strong woman. And like, your story, I can never hear it enough because you're so inspiring. Like, seriously. So now let's dive into, I guess, the surgery part of it. Like, now you got your BMI down. You're going through with it, walking into surgery. Talk about some likes or dislikes about the surgery aspect of it.
What I liked is that I've gone through various surgeries for different things. When I would get a crown, when I would get a cavity, when I had to have a tooth pulled, it was always local. And the dentist would give you your shot. They would sit there, okay, we'll be back in 10 minutes. Let's see if you're numb. I would never numb down. Or they would put it in and it wasn't in the right spot. So it was very difficult for me to get numb in the right spot. So that anxiety would always be something that played in the back of my head. Going into anesthesia, everybody's like, oh, I don't want to be put under. Yes, you do, because this is a major surgery. You don't want to be awake. You don't want the dentists and the surgeons and what have you giving you 17 million shots to get your entire mouth numbed down. No. So when you walk in there, the night before I talked to the anesthesiologist, we went through everything from my medical background to the medications that I had been on. What did I stop taking? They made sure everything was in alignment. I saw her the first thing when I walked in. You have your surgeon, and then you have the, as I call it, the head nurse, because she's there. So I had three people in the room. I got in. I sat there and talked to all three of them for about 5-6 minutes at that. They're like, okay, we're going to start your IV. And I probably think maybe 2 minutes later, I was out.
Wow.
And it was that fast. And that was the best probably 4+ hour nap that I've ever had, because once you're down, you don't feel anything. All I do is I remember them giving me oxygen to get me out of anesthesia, to start waking me up. And I'm like, I'm done. And I'm melting it. And they're like, you're done. I'm like, no, I'm not. And I'm like, oh, I am done. And so they had the little ice pack wrapped around my head and what have you. And they're all like, okay, we're going to call your ride. I'm like, okay. And this was, my surgery was at 8:30, 9 o'clock. By 2:15, I was being wheeled out to the car. So going through surgery, yes, it can be painful for people. Everybody heals differently. Some people will swell. Some people will bruise. I seriously thought I was going to bruise because of some of the medications I was on. Because I would hit my arm on barely on a wall and I would get a bruise. So I'm thinking I'm just going to be look like I had been in a fist fight, but I did not have bruising. You never know, but I would have given a bruise. I go, if I would have bruised, I would have taken that because I know that it's going to go away.
Can you talk a little bit about, you know, previously you're talking about you went to places that were going to take months and months to get a permanent set and stuff like that. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, after surgery, the next day you're going to come back in to get your permanent set of teeth. Can you talk a little bit about why that was like important to you?
It was important to me because everywhere I went, they said, oh, between 8 and 12 months, it depends on how it heals or how you're doing. And if you like that, that temporary set, or do you want to change it or what have you? And I saw how my grandmother struggled with dentures. Who would have thought all these years later, what Nuvia can do in 24 hours and how they're changing lives. They scanned your teeth. They took the x-rays. They took the molds to make sure everything was in alignment because every arch is custom to the patient. And the sales word, it's not a one-all fit all. I've got a very tiny mouth. So with that, you couldn't put something in for somebody that has a larger mouth because it would not fit me and it would not fit my bone structure.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, that's something that you don't see, is that it was going to be provided to me within 24 hours, and it's going to be a permanent one, that I did not have to keep coming back every few months and be on something of a soft diet or sometimes even a liquid diet at some of the locations for all these months. So getting it within that 24 hours, I was extremely excited that evening. Was the, as my daughter said, she goes, Mom, I can't look at you. I'm like, why? She goes, because you look like grandma. I'm like, thanks. She's like, you have no teeth. She's like, your face is sunken in. She goes, you look like Granny Grace. She goes, I love Granny Grace, but you look like Granny. I'm like, okay. So the next day when I got it, I just couldn't stop smiling because I had not seen myself in a full set of teeth in probably 30 years. It was a very, very long time. I struggled with my teeth since the age of 5. So, and I'm not a spring chicken. So it was many, many moons that I struggled with my teeth.
Wow. Well, I know we've touched on this like before in a different episode, but speaking of it, whenever you are adjusting to these dental implants, you got them in.
What are some likes or dislikes about the adjustment period and getting used to your new teeth?
What was the weirdest thing for me is that once I got both arches, this is going to sound strange, but my tongue didn't know what to do. Because when you have missing teeth, your tongue was so used to, oh, there's a tooth missing there. Or when you chewed, you knew that you could chew on these two teeth because those were a little bit on the stronger side. So all of a sudden, I would take my tongue and run my tongue on the outside of the arch, on the inside of the arch, because I'm like going, I have a full set of teeth. This is the weirdest sensation because I had not had it all of these years. And so getting used to that and having my tongue being able to go, hey, it is okay to rest at the bottom of your mouth. You don't have to rest over here or whatever the scenario is. That's probably what took me a little bit longer. It's just the sensation of there is no missing teeth, that I can actually start chewing on both sides of my mouth. That because on one side I was missing more teeth than the other. So I knew I could eat certain foods on one side. There are certain things that I had to stay away from. So you knew what you could and could not do. And so that's what I was looking forward to, is that I can now enjoy foods down the road that I've not had in all these years. You would never see me eat chips and salsa. I'm in the Southwest. I love chips and salsa. I couldn't eat that. I was eating soft tortillas and dipping them in salsa. That was my chips and salsa because it was a flour tortilla.
Right.
So things like that, was that adjustment? Was it an easy adjustment? It was easier for me because I knew 4 months down the road, I was going to be at the finish line. Yes, we got our arches in 24 hours. That's just the beginning of your sprint. It's baby steps. You can't go from A to Z in 24 hours because you're healing. Just because you have these new arches does not mean you can go out and do something that's going to damage the surgery, your arches, and you need to follow what the surgeons have given you as your follow-up, as your guidelines, because this is what they do every single day in and day out. This is what they're trained for. We're not the experts. We're very fortunate that we have these surgeons that have these skills and that they're willing to give us our lives back. So I knew in 4 months, life was even going to get better. And it did, because what I had suffered for all these 30 years plus, I've suffered for 30 years. I can survive 4 months.
Can you talk about maybe some likes and dislikes concerning the cost and maybe the parts of Nuvia you liked as well?
So, like we were saying, is that no matter what you do, there's a cost factor. And the way I looked at it, I looked at every single company. I looked at what they offered, what they didn't offer. Some companies, as I said, didn't wasn't like an all-inclusive. What I loved about Nuvia, it's everything was included. So from your surgery to your arches to anesthesia, everything was all in one. A lot of times they're saying, okay, this is what your extractions are going to be. This is going to be for your temporaries. If you break a temporary, here's the other cost that you're going to have to pay to get more temporaries. Here it is if you want anesthesia. Here's the cost if you just want to give the locals. There was never one company that said, here is everything bottom line, because it was almost like a smorgasbord at the other locations. It's like you're going down a buffet. And you're picking the different things, going, okay. And at the end, was that going to be the cost? Was that not going to be the cost? And how I looked at it, as much money as I had spent for the little bit that I was able to get done and being called a jigsaw puzzle, I was adding up everything and it was going to cost me more. It was going to cost me time, just not personal time, taking time off of work, taking time to heal. And did I want to spend that extra year? I had one company that told me it was going to be 3 to 5 years to piecemeal me back together.
Oh.
And I looked at it, this was going to make my health better. Was this going to help me be healthier? Would this help me get off some medications? Would this help me in the long run? So you have to take everything into consideration. You just can't look at a dollar amount. Because when you look at a dollar amount, everybody has a sticker price shock. No matter if it's a car, is it a house, is it a brand new cell phone? Everybody has that sticker price. So with that being said, you go in, what's good and bad? I did that with everything. And then I realized with Nuvia, cost-wise, 24 hours, the incredible customer service with everybody that I've talked to from the first phone call to meeting with the Smile Consultant to meeting everybody in the center. They're my second family. Every so often when I'm in the area, I just pop in and just say, hey, guys. And then I pop back out. It's not your, you don't have an appointment here. I'm like, I'm just here to say hi.
Oh, that's incredible. Okay, so we did talk about the cost, but the cool thing about Nuvia nowadays is they have a dental implant cost guide, and it talks about, you know, what this could look like, how people have afforded it, things that do affect the price of dental implants. And so if you're curious about the cost, you can download that in the description below. You've had your dental implants for almost 2 years now. What has been the favorite thing? I mean, I'm sure there's many things, but if you could say, what's one of the best things about having your dental implants?
Probably the top two or three is I have confidence back. It did take a while because for all these years, I lost the confidence. I would cancel going out to dinner with friends. I would cancel doing stuff with the family. And all my family lives here in the same state as I do. I would get out of not going to family reunion. Like I said, I didn't go to my class reunions. I missed my class reunions because I am still friends with people from kindergarten that we went through. Kindergarten, middle school, elementary, high school, and some of us went to college together. But I could not face them because you can hide behind social media. Yes, they could see things on Facebook, but I never smile on Facebook. I never took pictures. I never did any of that. So how in the world was I going to go to a class reunion and talk to people? I decided not to go because I didn't want to embarrass myself. So, and then I have a side business and I would do all these different craft shows and what have you. I stopped doing those because I did not want to be judged by those customers. So when you push the confidence out the door, it's not like it's a flip of a switch. It's not like you're going to walk through the door and boom, there's your confidence. I'm still building my confidence, but it has grown so much in less than 2 years. I have never taken more pictures in my life. My daughter is now 20 years old. I have very few pictures with her growing up. If we do, I'm hiding behind somebody. She's now telling me, she's like, Mom, I've taken enough pictures with you. Stop. I love it because we go on these little mini vacations. Aww. We'll go up north. We'll do a day trip, what have you. And we're in pictures together. She's like, Mom, you've never done this before. I go, because I did not have a purpose at that time. Yes, my purpose was being a mom. My purpose was being there with you. Yes. But now we can share these pictures and I'm smiling. I'm happy. So the confidence is growing back tremendously. When you keep being shut down because of your teeth, your confidence is out the door. So I needed to do something for me. I needed to do something to make me happy. I still have 30, 40, 50 years left. Hopefully, if I hit 50, I'll be 100. But anyway.
You will.
I'll be the one that I'll be the smiley, pearly ones at the age of 100.
Exactly.
But when that confidence is out, you sort of give up on yourself. You really do. And that's where I was. So I knew something needed to happen. I knew I needed to do something that my health would not keep deteriorating. Because when you give up on yourself, you give up on your health. And people don't realize that when there's things going on in your mouth, in your gums, that can go straight to your heart. Things can get into your bloodstream. And we know when things get into your bloodstream and into your heart, it just goes downhill from there.
Right.
And I keep trying to stress to people, you need to look out for your health. if you can't do a full arch, if you can't do the full implants or what have you, and it's only one or two crowns or whatever it is, you need to look at your health first. Mm-hmm. Because if you're not looking out for your health, who is?
Absolutely. I want to ask one more question. So after having your dental implants for almost 2 years, mm-hmm. Has there been anything that's gone wrong where you've had to go back, or any part that has not been something you liked within the past 2 years? If you want to just touch on that.
I haven't had anything drastic that I've had to go back for. During that 4 months that from your implants or your, when you did your arches to your 4 months and your gums are going from swelling to shrinking and what have you. Yes, that's that weird sensation. People call it a whistling or a gap or what have you. That is normal. That will get fixed. That took me a while to get used to because I'm like going, is something going wrong? Did I do something wrong? Is it going to fail? And it's not. It's just your body healing. After I did that 1 year, they're all like, you look great. You do your 3D scan. You take your pictures. You stretch your mouth. You do all kinds of stuff. And you didn't realize that your lips and your face would look that funny with the little metals coming in and out. Yes. So things along those lines, I've not had any issues. But I know if something comes up, they're a phone call away. If I'm stressing about something, they're a phone call away. I can go in there, and I love seeing all the surgeons there. They remember you. The staff remembers you. So like I said, it's a second family. They're there for you.
If you're curious how much dental implants could cost you, make sure to download the Dental Implant Cost Guide in the description below. If you found today's episode valuable, please consider giving us a rating or leaving us a review. It helps others discover the same information you did today.